This is Monday Night Live.
Okay, so this is one of our songs. This is called What You Do.
Out of the blue, he said, I don't wanna be with you. Gets up and then was out that door. A couple hours later, you call me on the phone, sounding sorry and you want to come home. I said, you got me flipping, I won't be kissing you. So tell me now, what you do? If you want me, then step up, boo. Got no problem finding someone new. Tell me, thinking now, what you do?
What you do?
What you do?
Let me make up my own mind. I wanna leave, but the chicks stay so fine. I'm out with the man, them tryna kick back. Tick boom, don't blow up my phone line. And we ain't been getting on much lately. I like you, but you're way too crazy. I walk up out the door, don't make me. The booty got me coming back like, babe, please. Girl, let's try and make it work. Play the music, you can twerk away. Yeah.
Boy, you got me flipping, I won't be kissing you. So tell me now, what you do? If you want me, then step up, boo.
Step up.
Got no problem finding someone new.
Someone new.
Time is ticking, now what you do?
What you do?
What you do?
What you do?
Na na na. Hey. If you want me, then step up, boo.
Step up.
Got no problem.
Someone new.
Hey, tell me thinking now, now what you do?
What you do?
What you do?
What you do?
Ooh, nah, nah, nah.
Okay, so this is our song. It's called Slave to Society. Can we get it up a bit, DJ?
Yeah.
I'm a slave to society, yeah. Fighting for freedom. I'm looking for a way out,
way out
from this lifelong misery. I'm a slave to a job I hate. I wanna go home, but I can't stay. Trying to make me stay without no pay. Home is in a brick house, but not from bed. It's a place I can't be free. I'll show you the real me. I need some direction. All I have is my reflection. It's so lonely, don't let go of me. I want to get lost in this big white world. Living in a small town, the people here never move up, only down. They never move up, only move down. They never move out, only move round. Hey, hey, I'm a slave to society,
yeah. Yeah.
Fighting for freedom.
We want freedom, yeah.
I'm looking for all that I
am
from this lifelong misery.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm a slave to society.
Slave, and I ain't talking black or white. I might talk a little crazy, but my nan, she raised me right. Like right from wrong. Hold on, society got it all wrong from right. Nah, that's not gonna help young kids live by day, shut down by night. People find it really hard to keep concrete beneath their feet. Trying to get by, live life like raw. Who's gonna come help man like me? Can't nobody did, nobody does. That's why I gotta do it all for myself. Easy rascal said, fix up shop. Life won't fix up by itself. I've got them listening because they know I speak the truth. See, I'm living proof now. Examples they like to use mine. Only if us man and gal and move right. Raise a fist up to the roof, try make the whole world reunite. Jump.
I'm a slave to society. Woo. Fighting for freedom.
That's what we want. Yeah.
I'm looking for a way out.
Way out.
From this lifelong misery.
Hey.
I'm a slave to society.
Yeah.
Fighting for freedom.
We want freedom.
I'm looking for a way out.
Way
from
out.
This lifelong misery.
This is our last song. This is our last release.
and it is called Hello. You can check it out on iTunes and all the
I saw you walking down the street. I didn't dare to even say hello. So I walked the other way. They noticed me like I noticed you.
Let's go. Let's go. Let me catch her attention. I got girls but names I don't mention. She wants me to holler back quick, cause she thinks I ain't got the time or the intention. I told her I ain't sitting that you getting used to. Lifestyle crazy, tell me what you do. I send my videos on YouTube and she wanna connect with me, something like Bluetooth. Oh, you ain't gotta be cautious round me, hun. Throw reels, come and keep with a real one. Wait if you wanna feel one. Cause most chicks round there wanna steal one. We can just chill out, girl get mellow. We can play fine in the night with a pillow. You ain't gotta be cautious on a pillow. So next time you come around, girl, be safe. She's still damn shy, I wanna let it go. Got a feeling like she's E.T. I'm higher than two than that UFO, yeah.
I find it hard to get your attention.
Don't catch that.
The other girls are more upfront for me. They come for them to steal your affection.
One more time, let's go. Tell me what you wanna say, girl. Let's go. Thank you guys.
Hello again, that was Myth of Unity. I'm Albia Olivia Begum. You're with me on Wonderlight tonight. I'm the host for the show. You just heard Myth of Unity. They are brilliant. Woo! What a great performance. And now they're going to have a little interview with me tonight.
Yes, we're looking forward to this
part. There you are. How are you guys feeling?
Good. It's very hot.
Yeah, it was smoky in here.
And there was no time to just take this hoodie off.
I had no idea you were going to bring the smoke in today. I was like, no, this is different.
Can we make it clear, not cigarette smoke, smoke machine.
Yeah, yeah, definitely. And no swearing, guys. Eh?
No
You really promised,
good.
You promised
we
me.
We were good. Yeah.
So, did you enjoy performing tonight?
Yeah, it's different. Yeah. Obviously, because we're used to doing lots of gigs, so...
How was it different?
It's different performing to the lens.
Like, because usually you've got a crowd to bounce off.
Yeah.
But it is a weird vibe. Obviously, you guys were.
But you did brilliant. You
obviously, like.
Did you see me? Not my hands.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Didn't want to look at you too much, though.
Focusing. Yeah. So, is this your first time actually performing in Burnley?
We did Blackburn. Blackburn light switch on, it was.
Someone said to me they saw you at the Townley Music Festival.
Yes,
in Burnley.
We were, yes, actually.
Hint, hint.
That was a month ago.
That was a really good festival, actually. And like all local acts there and were so good, and it was good, like crowds to bounce off.
Yeah.
How did you get involved with that then?
I think one of the organisers just messaged us on Facebook.
Shout out to Ahmed.
Okay.
Yes, Ali. Yes,
Ali.
Shout out to Ali and Maj.
Amjad Ali.
Yes.
If you're listening, Myth of Unity, they love you. So the Townley Music Festival, have you done more performances like that anywhere else or?
Yeah, like this sort of things compared to that, it's like the Christmas lights, which ones which we've done in the past, which have been loads of fun, haven't they?
Yeah, because there's just always loads of people there. So.
Yeah.
And a lot of our fans are there as well.
And it's always around this sort of area, but it's never been Burnley, so we need to get on to.
Yay.
Doing the Burnley Christmas lights, which one? Because you guys have a good.
Do you have one here? We should be.
Yeah, if you don't, we should be.
Yeah, get one
this
year.
Well, I've just come back. I've been away for 10 years, so I need to catch up.
Oh, right.
Yeah, that's great. No, but you guys were brilliant tonight. You sang some really, really great original, you know, songs today. I really, really want to highlight on a particular one called Hello.
Yes.
I think that's your new single out, isn't it?
Yes.
Tell us more about that. How you started that off and where the idea came from.
Right, so basically, we wrote the song in a week, didn't we? Just wrote it in a week, we didn't think it was going to be anything, and then it's just, it turns out to be the song that everybody always remembers.
Yeah.
Maybe because it goes, hello, 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 but I don't know. But people always seem to like that one, so that was our main release, that's why we chose.
We were kind of like doing it at gigs, and obviously doing all of our own songs, but then that song really stuck out as like, we noticed like a few people that sort of come to our gigs and started singing it and stuff, and thought that's got to be
so then when there's like a whole front row singing it, yeah, we're like, right, well, we've got to release that one.
When I initially heard it, I thought, oh, is that Adele's track? And I thought, no.
They
said to me it's original.
We wrote it in 2014.
And it stayed there, and then all of a sudden loads of people came out with tracks called Hello.
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 But why call it Hello? What's the message behind that?
Originally I wrote it about a girl that was too shy to speak to a boy. Like, she can't catch his attention, she's too scared all the other girls are more up front than her.
Yeah.
And that's what she says, I can't even say, hello, hello, nice to meet you.
Yeah, yeah.
So that's what it's
about.
And
it's cool in the tracks, because like, obviously, Missy brings like the girl's point of view to it, and then
I bring the boy's view.
So it's like, it's almost like every song's like an argument between two, like a boy and a girl, and like Chicks is like the lad's side. Missy's like the girl's side.
But we don't hate each other, right?
No.
Oh, just checking it, maybe.
So you've released that one, so people can get hold of it where?
iTunes, all of the media platforms.
Like Google Play, that sort
Amazon.
Of stuff. And then the music video's on YouTube. Check it out, just type in the Unity Hello.
Brilliant, that's excellent. So what about, my favourite one tonight, actually, I've got to give it to you, is Slave to Society. Absolutely loved it. I don't know if it's because I've spent some time in Bradford.
Mm-hmm.
but tell us more about that. Yeah, absolutely love it.
I think we must have been listening to reggae, and we just felt those reggae vibes. And
we just thought we need to write a reggae, because like between us, we all listen to like reggae music, and then we write obviously like more like poppy sort of music.
Poppy,
like
UKG.
Poppy.
Well, you know,
dance music. But we just thought, let's switch up, let's just write a reggae track for a change. And that's my favourite one to play.
Did you write it together as
yeah.
a collaboration?
Yeah. We write everything together, yeah.
And where did you do all your writing?
Our studio.
You have
a
studio.
So we've got our recording studio downstairs, and then we've got our media room upstairs.
Okay.
That's where we film all
our
cover sessions.
And that's all in Blackpool, because that's where you guys are from.
Yeah.
It's cool, it reminds me of this place, you know, that has people.
I know, when I walked in, I thought, it reminds me of this, yeah.
Oh, cool. What's the difference between your studio and the Shift?
Ours is aimed towards, like, obviously yours has got vocal recording as well, but we've sort of made it just for us, and we've got
our
setup how we want it, and we've got upstairs, we film our own live sessions, so, like, every couple of weeks we'll do a cover, put it out on our Facebook, put it out on our YouTube. So upstairs in our studio, we've got a little white room where we film all our covers.
That's what this reminds me of.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh wow, that's so cool. So I did some research about you guys before you came in, because I just love to know everything about you. Because I'm so nosy. And I heard something about Paris and some kind of gig or something.
Yes.
Tell me more about that. That's exciting.
Scarlet Entertainment. They got us that gig there. It was really amazing.
It was just like, do you want to go to Paris? And we were like, yeah.
Yep, why not?
Definitely.
I think it was like, we had 2 weeks' notice, didn't we? Everything was just a rush.
And what did you do to prepare for that event?
Well, it was quite a long set, wasn't it? We had to do an hour performance.
It was 2 hours.
She remembers.
You remember 2 hours, don't you? Because, and we had to get... we had to write more songs, didn't we? Our set wasn't long enough.
Yeah.
So that's what we were doing mainly in those 2 weeks before going there.
And what's Paris like?
It was amazing.
It's meant to be romantic,
isn't it?
Yeah,
we booked an extra 2 days there so we could like look around after the gig and stuff.
Oh, where did you go? Tell me.
We went to the Eiffel Tower.
Still tourist stuff.
You went to the Eiffel Tower. Woof.
Yeah. We didn't go up. We just stood under the bit
and just looked up.
Yeah.
Can't buy it. We're embarrassing no money.
Did you try the French food and things like that?
Okay. Well, you know what?
Probably should have
that
done.
Breakfast is amazing, isn't it?
Yeah, but what
French
did you
omelet,
eat?
French omelet.
French yeah, but it wasn't. French I'm not about snails and stuff like
snails
really.
Snails? French omelet? What's going on here?
If we were to embrace the culture, we should have eaten a snail.
Or frog's legs.
Or frog's legs. Yeah,
frog's
right.
legs?
But yeah, we didn't. No, we didn't.
We didn't eat on that though.
No. Okay,
but
cool.
we should have done.
Did you listen to any of the French music? Did you go out in the night?
It was like literally everywhere you went, every corner that you turned, there was someone playing music. It was cool.
Train,
like that.
The trains, was people playing.
Oh,
music,
yeah.
Train,
yeah. It was amazing, yeah. That saxophone guy, there was a guy on the top, he had his own little amp and little setup.
Yeah.
Really good experience all for us.
Yeah,
that's good.
Definitely
good.
Go back.
Yeah. Well, that leads me to my next question. You know, how did you guys actually start off, you know, Myth of Unity or M.O.U?
Well, we all live in the same area, and me and Carl was already in a band before,
mm-hmm.
and that band...
We was kind of in two separate bands,
yeah. really,
and then we just thought, let's merge them together. Then we was like a 10-piece band with like a drum kit and then about 3 guitarists and 2 keyboardists and all of that.
Yeah.
And like...
So we downsized.
We'd go to a gig and get paid like 80 quid for a gig. And we'd have like £3 each. So it was just like, do you know what, let's try something... So we decided, let's try something different. Scale down, we just have a DJ, obviously
yeah.
a singer, and then we just needed something else to add to it. Then
we needed
Tricks.
We needed
and then
it.
It's just like the cherry on top of the cake because he really brings like the energy live, the whole styles of the track.
Carl
like,
found him on Facebook,
yeah,
and he lives like literally 3 streets away from
yes.
it. It's like,
oh my god,
how have you been there all that time? And you know,
messaged me on April Fool's Day, and I was like, this is. So I got there, like, contacted him and then we went down to the meeting and then yeah, it just happened from there. Boom.
Yeah.
Wow. Ooh. But are you all originally born and bred from Blackpool?
No,
me and
Missy
are.
I'm from
okay.
Bradford.
Bradford?
West Yorkshire. Yeah.
Okay, so when did you actually transfer yourself to Blackpool?
10 years ago.
Any particular reason?
Sorry?
Any particular reason?
To live with my mum. I was living in Bradford with my nan. And then I just thought, I wanted to change.
So did you play?
Well, I was just saying, you used to come down, didn't
yeah,
you?
Yeah,
before
every school holiday, so I knew everyone here. I knew everyone in Blackpool, so.
Comes to the Pleasure Beach and so.
He's got 2 hometowns, really,
yeah.
haven't you? Both hometowns.
Oh, that's cool. Did you play any or sing any songs before you actually joined the Myth of Unity?
Yeah, I used to. Oh, in Bradford?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, when I was about 13, I was in like a little crew.
And a little crew.
We all formed a little crew in a community centre, and
okay.
then we performed a few times around Bradford. And
was that completely different to what you sing with?
Yeah,
the group
it was
now?
more grime,
a bit more underground. Yeah.
Okay.
So, but obviously, I grew up kind of grew out of it, and then, but I knew obviously music was something that was always with me. You know what I mean? Obviously,
yeah.
something I would always be good at, something I would be interested in.
Yeah.
So obviously,
yeah.
Yeah, these guys are born.
Yeah. What really? I think captivates me when it comes to singers and songwriters is, you know, the fact that you've got this natural talent, you know, you've just born with it. And
that's what I think as well, yeah.
Do you agree with that?
Yeah, yeah.
Because I can't sing at all.
I feel like that's true. I feel like, you know, when you watch some drummers, you can tell drummers who have it and who have learnt that rhythm.
Yeah.
You can always tell because of the way they're doing it. And I think that's the same with all musicians.
I disagree.
Do you disagree? We have a disagreement.
I think that if you really want to do something and you
yeah.
work at it, then you can be good at it. Like,
I
was not good
that.
At music.
I agree with that as well.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I do think that, say, like, my mum was a singer.
Yeah.
She was in a band. And, you know, I am as well. So I think you are born with that kind of ability.
Yeah. Did your mum have the same purple hair going on? Or was it orange or red?
No, it was just really big and back home.
She was 80s.
Yeah.
Well, what did she do? She must have been your great inspiration for you then.
Well, she did more like, I think she started off when she was younger doing like her own music.
Yeah.
And then it kind of turned into cabaret, like Madonna, Tina Turner and Cher. Well, then she's doing all the impersonations and stuff
she
like
that.
She
tells us about stories about when she used to go around to the clubs performing
mm-hmm.
and she'd take Missy, and obviously she was only like
really
2 years old then, wandering around these clubs, and it's obviously that's what.
Obviously, like in the clubs, they smoke then as well. So imagine how bad that was, being a 2 year old in the smoking club, just inhaling it all.
Oh god.
But you've got mum and dad.
You've got a beautiful voice, so it's not affected your voice though, has it?
Oh, thank you. Well, it could have done. I could be there.
So, I mean, I love the whole purple thing going on. I saw you, last time I saw you, were actually having the same hair colour.
Yeah.
Do you change it every 3 months or every 1 year?
Not really,
or?
No. It, like, slightly differs between, like, pink and purple, but it's... No, not really.
People kind of say, like, oh, you're in that band with the girl with the purple hair. So
I'm not really one of them to, like, start doing loads of crazy colours. I've just found the colour that I like.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay,
that's brilliant. I just want to go back to your amazing rapping going on. Where did you get that from?
I learned obviously in the community centre. I learned from in Bradford with a few of my mates, and a few of them it was hard for them to learn.
I
literally just took it up. So
do you have any favourite rappers that you like, that you're inspired by?
Yeah, I've always been inspired by Tupac. It's just the culture that was like going around in my city where I'm from in Bradford at the time. Everyone was just Tupac mad.
Have you been to any of his concerts?
Uh-huh.
Would you like to go to one?
No, he's passed years ago.
No, back in the day.
Oh yeah, no. I would have loved to,
Oh, that's great.
We've been often up.
No. They do them holograms.
I think my dad was. Oh
god, yeah. That's like creepy.
I would love to see him live, yeah.
Oh, that's great. Yeah. What about you lot? Do you have any concerts that you've been to, the celebrities performing?
We've done a lot of Christmas light switch-ons, quite a few celebrities. I think the best one we did was the illumination switch-on in Blackpool, wasn't it? Little Mix were there.
Really?
They were amazing. Wow. I was just stood in the VIP area and like, wow, I had no idea they were that good.
It's cool because that was our hometown as well, so it was like performing alongside Little Mix.
Yeah.
In front of like 8,000 people in our hometown, that was like the best gig that we've ever
done. That's the best feeling. That bit that makes you really, you know, really want to get there, where you want to get to.
Gives you kind of a taste.
You can see how much hard work they put into their stage shows. You wouldn't think it because you just think they're a pop group.
Yeah.
Or the crappy pop group, but they're not. They're actually really good singers.
Yeah.
And they work hard at what they do.
That's great. That's brilliant. So, I was thinking to myself, right, Miss of Unity, you know. Because I have my thing about what you guys, the song that you played, and it said, what you do?
Yeah.
Something about I want to play. Give me a bit of the lyric on that one.
What you do, if you want me to step up, boom. Oh, na, 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 na.
Great. So, I thought we could play a little game.
Okay.
Mm. And it's very simple. You've probably heard it before. You've probably played it before. It's called True or False. Simple. So I've got a few statements for you.
Oh god.
If you get it right, you get my special Skittles I've got on the side.
Alright.
And they come in different colours, so you get them in red, you get them in green, and you get them in yellow. You can have them in orange. But I'm not gonna give you the purple ones because she's already got
them. Oh, that's my favourite.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Oh. I might give it to you then.
Okay,
I'll think about it. We'll see.
Bonus.
So, are you guys ready? Right. Simon Cowell can secretly sing.
False.
I think.
He can't.
I think. It could I mean, be, no, I think no, it could no. Be true.
But you have to explain to me why. You have to explain to me why.
I have thought about this in the past.
I think he can.
But you have to explain to me why, because I'm looking for the best answer, guys.
I think he can because he's got obviously an ear for it, hasn't he? And obviously he judges people on a daily basis.
You'd like to think he's got some sort of idea.
I don't know. I think the reason why he's not an artist and the reason why he runs the business side of it is because he can't actually sing. People can have an ear for something.
Yeah, but he's obviously not tone deaf. That's what I mean. He's not.
No. Maybe he could.
So maybe
what
he
type of singing?
Because
you didn't clarify on what type, right?
I'll give you a clue. A bit of rock. And I'll give you another clue, Sunita.
Oh, yeah. Has he recorded a song? He's recorded a song, hasn't he?
Well, I think, I mean, do you know much about his history? I mean, back in the days, you know,
no.
he was...
I know of Sunita, who he managed at the time, didn't
mm-hmm.
he? Yeah.
Mm-hmm. The answer, do you want to know the answer?
I want to know the answer.
Wait, what are we saying, true or false?
Do we all
Individually, yeah, yeah.
Individually,
yeah.
I'll say true.
True.
False.
True.
False.
Oh.
Yeah!
Do you want your purple one?
Oh,
I'm going to save you one, you can have it later.
Thank you.
Right, my next one. Let's see. Britney Spears, we all know Britney Spears, right?
Yep.
Okay. Britney Spears once dyed her hair blue.
True.
Wow, that was fast, wasn't it?
I've seen
She's
it.
She's obsessed with Britney.
I love Britney.
I didn't even blink and you said that. Okay, what about you?
I love the truth, she thinks it's true because...
That's copying.
She's knowledgeable. I wouldn't know either
way. True.
True, okay. Can you give us a reason? Have you seen her anywhere?
Because I saw her in a film, in a programme, and she was dancing on it, and she had blue all in the bottoms of her hair.
Oh, in the bottom of her hair, that doesn't mean blue hair though.
Yeah, it does.
Well, I haven't specified, have I? So
if the hair is
blue,
it's blue.
Well, guess what? It's true! Come on, guys, give them a clap. Well done.
Thank you, thank you.
Well, you're doing really well, aren't you, today? What's going on with you two? Right, next one. I just dropped my skittle. Avril Lavigne has a track called... The Shift is Amazing. Did you click on?
I think it's false.
Yeah, mate.
I think it's gotta be false, but.
What do you think?
I'm gonna go with true just to.
But you don't even. Oh my god. Right, go on then.
It's absolutely false.
Oh. You haven't had one right so far.
I did.
Yeah.
Okay.
I got the Britney one, mate, as well, would you?
Oh, yeah.
And my favourite question, because I'm absolutely obsessed with sports. Do you like sports?
Yep.
No.
No. Not into sports at all. Okay,
no,
well,
no.
Well, tough. I'm going to ask you anyway. So, this year, you know, they had the new packet of M&Ms out, and they come in different colours. But for the Rio, where their sports were held, they had a particular colour. Now, is it true or false that the packet was green?
It's false because it's the mint ones that are green.
Yes.
And they wouldn't do mint. They won't do the mint ones.
I see, yes.
What were the real colours?
Hmm?
What were the real colours? Wasn't that like green and something or something?
What? Very good, very good.
I thought there was orange.
I can't forget a question though.
I'll repeat it for you.
Yeah.
Was the packet that they created for the M&Ms green this year, or was it the original colour, which was like yellow?
Green.
Yeah, it was green.
Was it?
Yeah, it was green. Yeah. I put it on my Twitter as well. It was green. Yeah.
Well, you got to be wrong sometimes. So.
Brazil.
Yeah. Well, so the winner, very clear. It's the lady in the group, Missy B. You can have all the purple ones later.
Okay.
And you guys aren't going to get anything. I'm going to keep all of them for myself. So there you go.
I don't mean you clean that table.
Okay, so apart from singing, guys, you know, did you ever have any other career passions that you've, you know, wanted to get involved in before you obviously started this?
For me, just the basic thing as I've grown up, just a bit of football, but never really wanted to. Sound up to my new, do you know what I mean?
No.
Like that.
No crazy things that you would want to do apart from singing?
Maybe video.
Oh yeah, he's really, really good at filming.
So.
Oh,
okay. Yeah. So like a filmmaker?
He does look like all
of
his videos, so
yeah.
Except for when he's in it and he gets someone else to hold the camera, obviously.
Yeah, that's just for me, video.
That's really
It's good having and doing, obviously, being good at video production, because then like we can record it all ourselves and we can film it all ourselves.
Obviously, like music and video and art, it all kind of goes hand in hand, doesn't it? Fashion.
Yeah. What about you, Missy?
I've been doing music since a really young age because obviously my mum was a singer, so there's never been
nothing
else for me now.
Okay.
It's like a hobby, isn't it? Like. If you can do something that you love and get paid to do it, then obviously that's the ultimate goal for anyone. So, like, music's one of my favourite things, and I'm so happy to be doing that with these guys. But I love mountain biking as well, and I reckon
but
I wasn't doing this, then I would have tried to be a mountain biker. I probably wouldn't have.
Oh,
I don't
know,
because
that's
sweet. No, but his
dog came
out of his arm and he's broken.
Do you know what? I was mountain biking while we were
really
doing this,
dark.
And I kept on breaking stuff, and like I was going to gigs with like cats on.
Was it not enough when a bone went?
Oh.
You know, you can't DJ with a bone coming out of his arm.
But do you know what? What did I break? My hand. I broke my hand in like five places. And then that night, I had to DJ for like 5 hours.
And we had a photo shoot the day after, so his hand was like behind his
You're brave, aren't you?
I told you it through, didn't it?
Yeah.
Jeez, but you must love music, eh?
I didn't want to get fired.
Oh, that's great. So what about if you guys had the opportunity to perform on a TV show, you know, for example, like The X Factor or the Miss England contest or something like that, which show would you like to perform on?
Ooh.
A TV show.
A music TV show or just...
Just generally, yeah, because you can literally perform on any shows, can't you? Have you ever had any favourites?
Probably the biggest stage, isn't it?
I'd say, yeah, I think the crowd, they're looking, they like up and coming people, they like to see new talent coming about. So maybe, yeah, probably like
an
X Factor audience or
there's something I've seen recently which. There's a video that went viral of T-Pain singing without autotune. I don't know if you've seen it.
I haven't seen it, no.
That video where he was performing in New York at a thing called Tiny Desk Concerts. And it's a similar vibe of this. It's like a small room with like, I think it's actually like a library.
Yeah.
And they've got a little set up with a little audience. And I really think that would be cool, and I really want to go to New York.
America, really.
I want to go to Cali.
America.
Probably not the X Factor stage, probably just any stage in America, I think. As long as we're there, yeah.
Would you ever like to collaborate with any famous celebrities? And
Drake, who?
Yeah.
Who?
Drake.
Okay.
Drake, yeah. Definitely.
Or Snoop.
Yeah,
that's good.
Yeah.
Do you have any?
I'd say maybe Rihanna.
Okay.
I think Drake and Rihanna kind of mesh together, don't they?
Yep.
Yeah.
Hmm. Have you got any?
Skrillex.
Producer wise, I'd probably say Diplo.
Diplo's
production, and I don't know. There's so many amazing producers out there, but obviously vocalists. I don't know, I'm just
hoping
to work with anyone.
With anyone, yeah.
Wow, brilliant. We've got a question basically today on Facebook. I had some people send me some questions in, and they must have seen you somewhere or saw you at the Tallinn Music Festival. So there was a question that somebody sent me in, and I'm just going to read it out. So they want to know, if you guys had the opportunity, I love this question, I can't even say it because it's that funny. If you guys had the opportunity to perform at a Lady Gaga's gig, so she's not going to be there, but it's a Lady Gaga's gig, right? And you have to basically wear an outfit that represents Lady Gaga as a Myth of Unity. So what kind of outfits would you wear at the Lady Gaga gig to represent Lady Gaga?
So we're performing to Lady Gaga's crowd?
Yeah.
Because she can't make it.
Yeah.
Oh, we'll get booed off. There'd be no.
Yeah.
you have to describe that. This imagination is a creative question, isn't it? You have to tell us the outfit. Come on, have you seen her outfit?
No, Trixie isn't. You wouldn't wear any metallics, would you?
But you have to use your. I think this person really wants you to use your imagination. So just if just have to do it.
I think I'd wear like
money. I'd wear money suit.
I can imagine you wearing
hat.
That. Actually.
Money shades. I'm looking through the Benjamins like, yo.
$50 though, I reckon.
Looking through Benjamin's eyes.
James, if you're listening to this, he said money. That was the guy who sent it to me.
Well, mine's not as good as that now, so I kind of don't want
to say it. I think we should just all wear money.
You don't wear money?
It'll stink. What, those new fivers that you get?
Like you
get
American notes.
That's hilarious. That's mental. Okay, that's brilliant, guys. So tell us more about your upcoming gigs. Where are you going to be performing next?
We've got Liverpool Fashion Week on the 10th of October. So
okay.
I think that's going to be quite a big event.
Mm-hmm.
We're doing the opening night.
It's cool because was it Manchester Fashion
Week? Yeah, we did Manchester Fashion Week.
And it's pretty daunting because it's like, I don't know if you know what Fashion Week is, but it's like...
Oh, I do. I'm a woman. Come on.
It's like all these designers come together, all these people that have...
I think everybody knows.
It's not our crowd, anyway. But
of course it is. They absolutely loved us there.
Well, I felt out of place. And it's cool because it's like a red carpet, and we had to perform on the red carpet.
Mm-hmm.
And
Well, what happened, there was all these, at the end of the red carpet, there was like all these people doing videos and taking photographs, and the guy halfway through the song looked at me and he went, come forward, because he wanted us to walk the whole way down. So I started going forward and then I looked back and Trips was still stood there and I was like,
I didn't see him.
I was still trying to sing while I go, come on. And then he moved forward a little bit and then we just went back. So this time when we do Liverpool, we're going the whole way down that carpet and all the way back.
Wow, that is hilarious.
It's the first time around, wasn't it? It was a little bit like,
yeah.
I don't know if they want me to walk down there.
And who was there? What was, oh, Jenny Powell.
Really?
Yeah, she was the host of the day. I think she fancied Trips.
Oh, okay.
Got his number after.
Sorry, girls. All those girls who love him. We're so sorry. Okay, brilliant. Well, yeah. Thanks so much for coming on to the shift tonight.
Thank you.
You guys were absolutely brilliant, and you know, people can get hold of your music, I guess, on Facebook.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
Any online outlet, really. Yeah.
Facebook, YouTube. Send us a message.
Yeah, brilliant. Well, that's it from the Shift radio station tonight. You were with me, Albia, live on Almond Alive with Myth of Unity.
This is Monday Night Live.